The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for the Green Scene. I'm joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we all are changing our old tungsten and halogen bulbs for LEDs in the home, but scientists have discovered a new use for LEDs.
That's right. It's all about light. And we were talking about light for fishing. And this is new research that was done by a small company based in the south of England called Fishtech Marine. And what Fishtech Marine do is they try to come up with new innovations to make fishing more sustainable. And one of the things they were looking at was the use of bait in crab and lobster pots, because obviously that's how they work. You put sort of old bits of fish in them, put them at the bottom of the ocean, and the crabs and lobsters crawl in and get stuck. But they thought, what if we could avoid using fish and we could put little LED flashing lights into them? And to their surprise, when they pulled up the pots, they were full of scallops. Now, scallops are much more difficult to fish, you know, so the way they're fished normally is by dredging, by pulling these large wooden structures along the seabed, which causes a lot of damage, or they can be hand-picked, but obviously that's incredibly expensive. So this was fascinating, and the research team decided to do more investigation. They put down nearly 2,000 pots in this area, and what they found was about half the pots with lights caught hundreds of scallops, and the other half of the pots caught only two. So scallops seem to be really attracted to the light. And in fact, when they changed the lights to flashing blue lights, the scallops seem to love it. There's a fantastic video of the scallops almost jumping in to dance to these lights in the pots.
The scallop, it seems, has quite a sophisticated array of optical equipment.
It does. I mean, it's actually well worth, if you have a moment, going and looking up a picture of a live scallop and seeing their eyes. So along the inner edge of the shell, all the way along on both sides, scallops have up to 200 tiny little bright blue eyes. And their eyes are really unusual. They don't have lenses, but they have two retinas, and they have very specialized mirrors at the back of their eyes. So scientists believe that they can actually use, as things move past them along these long row of eyes that covers the entire perimeter of their shell, they can use this to track where they're going, because actually they can move quite fast, scallops as well. So this is kind of fascinating biology, some great science, and a great idea for us to potentially come up with a much more environmentally friendly and cheap way for us to farm scallops. And indeed, we farm scallops here in Ireland as well, in the Celtic Sea. So this could be a better way for us to do it.
We'll stay with shellfish for a moment. There's been the reintroduction of an oyster to Belfast Lough.
That's right. They used to apparently be huge nurseries of oysters up in Belfast Lough, but it's a species that became extinct, we thought, kind of at the turn of the 20th century. But it was discovered again in 2020, just a few small pockets of it. So a conservation group up there now has reintroduced oysters. They spread their larvae widely, so we can hope if we put in a few healthy little populations, we could create a new industry there where we'll be able to farm sustainable seafood. But also it helps with water quality, because all of these filter feeders like scallops and oysters are great at taking pollution out of the water. So certainly when we're looking at fishing in general, we should certainly look at shellfish as a way for us to have a more sustainable fishing.
Staying with light, light pollution falling, why?
Well, this is maybe some good news, which we rarely have on the environmental front. A new study in the UK shows that light pollution seems to have dropped down to the best levels we've seen since about 2011. And we think it's because of the rising energy costs primarily. So obviously people are being much more conscious of turning off their lights. Offices were a big source of light pollution. So, you know, you'd often walk through a city in the evening and see empty offices with lights on, and that's stopped now with people working from home. And also we see a lot of local authorities actually changing their bulbs, as you say, moving away from the old types of bulbs to warm LED lighting. And that's much, much better for light pollution. And of course, light pollution is a big problem. You know, it interferes with wildlife. It can kill insects. Obviously, it's just using power that we may not need. And in fact, it's bad for us too. So you know, when we're sleeping, it's much better for us to be in the dark. So if you're surrounded by light and you find it hard to get your house dark, it's not good for you either.
And basically, if you want to see the skies, the stars, that's how they measure the pollution. If you're in one of our dark parks, you can see lots of stars. If you're near a city, hard to see anything at all.
Exactly. And it's a very simple way. You can take part yourself if you go to darksky.ie. If you just look up and you find the Orion's Belt constellation, you know, those three stars in a row that are quite easy to see. Actually, there's about 28 stars around that that make up the full constellation. And what they get people to do is see how many of those you can count. And if you can see more than 10, that's considered to be a good situation. Obviously, if you can see all of them, it's fabulous. But yes, it's well worth, if you can, visiting some of our national dark sky reserves in Kerry and in Mayo, because if you haven't seen it, it's really spectacular to see a night sky with no light pollution.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.